Studio A, the Hungle Darcy Trio.
Now, this is another medieval ballad from Finland and Sweden. We're actually going to do two variants of the same ballad. It's about the poor, fair Annie. She was a very pretty girl, and one day she met a tall and handsome stranger on the shore, and he whisked her away. And she lived with him for many years and had many children, but he never married her, and one day he abandoned her. So this is a very sad romantic story. Okay. This is a medieval ballad from an island in the Baltic Sea. It tells about a knight, maybe not in shining armor, but a knight all the same. His name was Malcolm, and this song tells about him getting into trouble. He was found riding a horse that turned out to be stolen and was put in the tower. Well, he didn't know what to do, so he sent his lady a letter to ask her for help. And, like all good ladies, she came to his rescue.
They have tied my feet and my hands.
Sometimes people ask us, well, do you do music or is it storytelling? And both are correct because the ballads, as the traditional and medieval ballads, are songs that basically are narrative songs. And what always fascinated me is to see how they have traveled from place to place. Like you can find the same ballad with, of course, completely different melodies and different dressing and different weaponry and all that. But you can find the same story in United States, Finland, Punjab, France. And it's sort of fascinating to follow them. So what we usually do is we take a ballad and then we find, look up variants from different parts of the world. And then we sing them in sequence so that the songs, when you put them one after the other, actually tells the story.
When you're doing this research, you're describing most of these as being from the medieval period, Middle Ages, but are you ever tempted to take it from its earliest iteration in one country and sequence it so the finale is from the most recent, or do they all come from essentially the same period of
well,
time?
Well, actually, the truth is people in Scandinavia, they're called medieval ballads. And in the English-speaking world, people say traditional ballads. The truth is that even though we say medieval, of course, we don't know that that's exactly how they sounded in 1100.
Mm-hmm. No electric guitar?
No electric guitar.
Oh, gee, I got it wrong.
So they have traveled sometimes through oral tradition, which, as we know, makes things change. And then at times they have been written down and then gone away into oral tradition again. And very often there's many, many variants of each one. So you can almost guess that each and every singer almost had their own version. And I also know for a fact that very often maybe somebody would take a popular tune of the time and sing the ballad to that. So we cannot know that they're actually medieval musically. Though they say that some music melody styles seem to be more ancient than others, especially in the Scandinavian ones.
Now, I know in the case of folk tales and spoken stories, this is something that people have, you know, always criticized the United States and I guess the English-speaking world about when it comes to like Grimm's fairy tales, is how antiseptic ours are and how we change the endings to happy endings. And Little Red Riding Hood died for a reason, you know, because those woods would kill you and the wolf would kill you, and she died. And somewhere along the line, either American or British culture or at some point said, well, we want to sell this story, so we're going to make it happier.
Mm-hmm. Well, we found even in some of the sung ballads, people do edit, you know, the storyline to fit, you know, their audience. Or that's actually in recent times, there's been maybe more of that. But it's something that has happened throughout the ages.
I think it has, happened through the ages because, I think that any performing art you try to avoid the audience throwing things at you, so you will adapt to what is slightly expected. So again, that's another. I think, for example, some of the Scandinavian ballads might be from even pre-Christian times, and the first big change probably came when that wasn't really looked upon very people became Christians. So I'm sure they changed a lot at that time. And then one interesting thing is there's been like a back and forth. Our newest project, our recording, is we're working on this story, The Mountain King.
And we will get to hear, at least we'll hear one of the songs from that series.
Yeah, and here it's a girl who goes out in the woods and she meets this handsome troll or stranger, according to what you want to see it.
Now this song is called Earl Brand, and it tells about a runaway bride. She was supposed to marry somebody, but she was in love already, so one dark night she ran away with her lover.
Ring land in the night early. La, li, la,
give and take between society and the ballads. So it's very hard to know what's, we will never know how they sounded in the 500s.
The fact that you don't know how they sounded in the 500s is very liberating, however, when it comes to how you put this together musically.
Yes.
Because you're using electronics, you're using bowed electric guitar, not terribly medieval.
When the humidity is right.
When the humidity is right.
And today it wasn't. But, you know, do my best. So.
So you have to be pursuing something different when it comes to the music. And maybe Frank, you can speak to that a little bit, because you're discovering this strategy sort of as we speak.
Right. Well, yeah, definitely we're modernizing what we're doing for the modern audience, because we don't want them to throw things at us. I think if we were doing stuff that was written and performed 500 years ago, they wouldn't hear us. It would, it just doesn't line up with the expectations of today. So I'm playing modern instruments in terms of percussion, and I'm definitely finding what makes it entertaining. I can simplify things or I can add elaborations freely because, well, I'm an artist.
Well,
speak for yourself.
Yeah. And I learn a lot, say watching videos, and I don't have any YouTube videos of people performing this a long time ago. So I'm making it up as I go along and learning by studying and finding what fits, what is sort of appropriate. But I'm definitely, at that cutting edge, because I'm not stuck in the boundaries and traditions or the expectations. So I really find that freeing as an artist, that I don't have to be, Scott and Johanna are not like, hey, Frank, hey, no. They don't throw anything at me.
You rarely beat him.
Yeah.
Now, you're expanding this range in the concerts that are rolling out, and we should say the big one is the Outpost Space show Friday the 29th at 8 p.m. You're bringing other musicians in, and you're working with Liz Madden.
Yes,
and a bunch
actually,
of other
the
people.
Introduction was through you. So we have you to thank, Mr. Matthew Finch, for introducing us to Liz Madden. We're going to be part of her farewell show here in Albuquerque, and she's been very kind to bring us in, and we'll bring her into the Outpost. We have Dr. Tej Bavsar on sitar, Larry Otis on bass and guitar. Frank, of course, will be on percussion, and who knows, there might be some more people. We are very thankful to AMP Concerts for allowing us to do this, because it's a stretch. People hear things they haven't heard before, and it takes a certain type of audience to actually, have patience and interest to actually hear our modern variations. I mean, we try to be respectful, but we are doing, we're trying to keep it fresh.
Now, this next song is from our recording project, our new CD, The Mountain King, that we hope will come out in a year or so. Now, here we have collected medieval ballads and songs that relate a Scandinavian legend about a young girl who is whisked away by the Mountain King, or the Lord of the Underworld. She lives with him for many years and have many children. And then one day she asks if she can go home to her mother to visit. Now, so far, this legend actually parallels the Greek myth of Persephone, who also was whisked away and married the Lord of the Underworld. However, the big difference between the Greek myth and the Scandinavian legend is that in Scandinavia, it was thought that it was actually something that would happen over and over again. It was quite common that young girls would get whisked away by the Mountain King. It was so common that there were even many court cases about this, because it was actually against the law to marry the Lord of the Underworld. Anyway, so this girl, she comes home to visit her mother. The Mountain King has told her, whatever you do, do not talk to your mother about me. But as we all know, it's very, very hard to keep things from your mother. So, of course, the girl spills the beans. And what happens then is what this song is about. There is a saying in Swedish that says, if you talk about the trolls, they're standing in the doorway. And that's exactly what happens. As they start talking about him, there he is in the doorway, and he is not happy.
Been listening to Hongel Darcy, recorded live in our own Studio A. Hongel Darcy for this performance, Scott Darcy on electric guitar, electric bass, and a bowed guitar. Johanna Hongel on voice, flute, and electronics. Frank Bramlett on cajon and percussion. Roman Garcia behind the console. Jefferson White, videographer.